Welcome to Two Noobs and a Burger. This is Isaac. This is episode number 6, is what John tells me.
That's true.
John is here, and also, instead of Andrew, because Andrew sucks, is...
me, Chris.
That's right, you're back again.
Returning for my second podcast. I liked it so much, I had to come back.
No, yeah. Don't swear, because we'll get in trouble.
Yeah. Apparently, mouths washed out with soap.
Yeah. So how are you guys doing this evening?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
Y'all ready for the 4th?
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. You guys got any big plans? Because I know you live in an area much like our street where there's not going to be fireworks going off because you might just light the whole place on fire.
Oh, trust me. I had a fire pit going earlier, and every time the wind blew, I got a little bit tense.
Mm. Yeah.
Just because I'm just surrounded by cheatgrass, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're not allowed to have any fireworks on this.
Ooh, are you still allowed to walk and water your lawn?
No.
Shut the water off Thursday. Okay, I'm going to figure.
For like 12 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently they were trying to get the lead out of it again or something.
Well, what it probably actually is the fact that, this community is built at the ass end of a farming community that shares the same water source. I don't understand how they got permission for this development, honestly.
It was the 70s. Everything was all fast and loose.
Yeah.
A lot of coke was involved.
Back then, it was like two houses.
Yeah. Remind me afterwards, I have a really awesome story about drugs and a dude I met at Solstice today. But, anyways...
So we're here to talk about, well, we were all excited about Mad Max that we wanted to talk about the top 5 cars in movies, but then we also decided that it would be more entertaining to talk about the top 5 chase sequences.
Absolutely.
And then choosing the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and right now with how like high on Mad Max I am, I would probably like put my like top 5 cars for movies as like 4 of them from Mad Max. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Hot Rod. The double stacked Chevy,
yeah,
the monster
horse.
Truck,
the Giga Horse,
oh, my God.
Yeah,
the guy's the tank treads truck,
yeah, the Bullet Farmer's tank truck, and the Cadillac semi, amazing.
Okay, so there's 5 right there.
Yeah,
pretty much. So top 5 cars are all Mad Max cars.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I think that the double stacked Chevy is the number one.
Yeah, Giga Horse is definitely number one, just for practical. All
right,
what they put into it.
So we got that covered. So let's talk about top 5. Chase sequences.
Alrighty, so who wants to kick off with a suggestion?
So number 5 is a hard spot to hit first, but I think because it's a fantastic movie and it's 100% practical, I think Ronin.
I know we've mentioned that one before, but how it's just a cool movie with a cool sequence.
Well, it was one of the first movies where they had drifting as
true.
Part of the actual chase sequence. And hold on, I'm going to have to look it up really quick. But the movie is, you know, like it's a heist movie, kind of.
No, I think it classifies as a heist movie.
But it's got, you know, Robert De Niro, Jean Reno. So it's from 1998.
Yeah.
And they had drifting in 80s BMWs and Audis before drifting was cool.
Yeah, well, and the cool thing about that movie is they had the budget to do CGI on it, but they just went ahead and like did all practical effects and actually like slammed the cars around. So,
which is awesome.
That's a lot of fun. My personal pick for like it's not the greatest car chase in the world. But have you guys seen The French Connection with Gene Hackman?
Yes.
Okay, so love that car chase just for one reason, and that's because they just turned a stunt driver loose on the streets. They didn't get any
of New York.
Yeah. They didn't get any permission for it. They didn't get any licensing or anything. Like, all those people you see honking and being scared just were actually honking and scared. Like,
which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's like a much higher class version of the original Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
Because that was like that whole movie. But that movie is an insufferable 90 minutes of a car chase that is so boring.
Yeah. My question about French Connection, and I after you told me what we were going to do today, I went back and rewatched that scene because that was one of the first ones that came to mind. But So there's the part where he comes around the van, and all of a sudden there's a lady in the street with a stroller. So, like, I really, really wonder, like, was that legit? Like, was there actually a lady crossing the street and the stuntman had to dodge her? Because that would make that scene perfect for me. If there was an actual chance of an infant dying in that scene, that's the most hardcore chase I've ever heard of.
Yeah, pretty much.
I wonder if they've ever mentioned anything about if it was legit or not.
I don't know. I know that, like, I think that that part was actually just, that part was scripted. I assume that was an actress and, you know, that stroller was empty.
No, didn't mean to interrupt you. According to IMDb, it was rehearsed.
Yeah. I kind of assumed that just because, I mean, that would be a little bit above and beyond. I think most of the parts that were actually impromptu were just the parts where you see, like, the first-person view of the car underneath the train tracks.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Okay, real quick, guys. Sorry, I'm gonna change it. So Ronan, I'm gonna nominate for number four because it's fantastic. For my number five spot, I'm gonna put in an indefensible Doctor movie called Wanted that has some fantastic chase sequences that are so dumb and CG, but it's tons of fun for those parts of the movie.
Yes, no. I agree and I disagree at the same time. Like, my fundamental problem with that movie is the fact that
it's total...
if I remember right, it's been a long time since I saw this, but Angelina Jolie picks him up in, what, like a Viper or
yes.
a Ferrari?
Yeah, uh-huh. Viper. While she's spinning it around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, she picks him up in that, and I know her tires get blown at one point, but there's a box van just keeping up with her, and she's got it, like, redlined the entire time. I think they make the point to actually, like, show the tack that it is completely, like, throttled out. And there's a box van just, like, putting along right behind her, and the dude just shooting up the Viper the entire
but
time.
But maybe it was, like, a box van. Like, you know that episode of Top Gear where they did it against their Australian people?
Yes.
And they had the Ford Transit van that had the motor out of an XJ220?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they had that modification on the box van.
Well, I mean, that's a possibility.
Or...
But I kind of don't think that he just randomly happened to steal the one box van that was owned by, like, Vin Diesel's crew from the Fast and the Furious.
How about this? The box van was actually owned by Mr. T, and he stole laughing gas from a dentist's office and used that as nitrous.
I can accept
that. Ooh, okay.
Because
yeah.
that worked on his
but
GMC, so he could jump.
That is, like, 500% more thought than went into the actual movie.
Yeah.
So we should probably just stop now. But yeah, that's... Yeah. So, like, the movie itself is garbage.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun to see people, like, for some reason, be able to flip a Ford Mustang over, a limousine while someone gets shot in the face and then land on all four wheels and drive away.
They're just that good, all right, man?
That's pretty fantastic.
They can bend bullets.
Yeah.
And shoot the wings off of flies.
For some reason.
But, yeah.
I bet Chris could shoot a fly, and the wings would totally fly off of it as well. Because he's got some pretty big guns.
Yeah, I don't know if there'd be much wing left with any of my guns, honestly.
Yeah.
Thing I'm curious about is, how does it work where Angelina Jolie shoots her gun, and the bullet travels around a room in a circular fashion, going through, like, 12 dudes' heads? You wouldn't it just kind of lose momentum after dude number two?
Dude number one, because...
Well, I mean, Indiana Jones shot, like, six guys.
Well, I was
going to
bring that up.
World War II.
With a
German
pistol.
Luger?
No,
yeah.
I can actually accept that slightly more than the Angelina Jolie thing. Not just because of the bullet curving, but, like, in war...
But doesn't she also use, like, a .45 or, like, a .9? Like, something not even that big?
But not just that. In war, they use full metal jackets because they're wounding rounds, and, like, they don't really care if the people die. But, like, if you're an assassin, you're using hollow points, and those would, like, lose all their load on the first gap.
Not just
that. There's no way you could bend a bullet. I mean, I don't feel that I really need to even make the argument as to why you couldn't, but doesn't work like that.
I mean, unless you're a long-range sniper... Like that dude that somehow managed to hit two terrorists in Iraq from, like, a mile and a half away with a rifle that wasn't even supposed to be able to shoot accurately in a mile and a half away. But I'm pretty sure that wasn't bending bullets as much as he's really good at math.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And killing people.
Yeah.
Really good at killing people.
Yeah.
So, anyways, back onto the list. We can put Wounded on there. I agree, the car chase scenes are a lot of fun. Like, they're actually realistically the only redeeming quality of that movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just so tough because there's so many, like, chase sequences if you look them up.
Yeah, I've got a list that I thought up today that I could fill up two or three of these with alone.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to bring up one that I just saw for the first time today that was... I don't even know how to describe it. So in 2012, Jackie Chan released a movie called Chinese Zodiac.
Oh, is it on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so I've seen it on Netflix.
The movie's kind of boring after the first four and a half minutes, but he's an international art thief. And the first minute, or the first four and a half minutes, are him escaping from this military base where he steals something. And instead of using cars, he's being chased by military jeeps and motorcycles, sort of like Indiana Jones' The Last Crusade.
Yeah.
But he's wearing a metal suit with rollerblades on the feet, rollerblades on the arms, a skateboard on the chest and the back, and he has rocket launchers. And he's just rolling down the road, switching positions, flipping upside down, and just like going around and around, just beating dudes up while just... Everything he touches, you know, his wheels are working. So when his trucks are chasing him, he'll, like, go flat against a wall and just roll along his back. He'll roll on guardrails.
That's amazing.
If you go on YouTube and just look up Chinese Zodiac, there's, like, a 4.5-minute video that's just that chase sequence.
That's fantastic.
I'm not saying it belongs on the list, but Jackie Chan in a suit made of wheels is...
Well, and you know that he did that. Like, mm-hmm. At some point, he was wearing a suit made of wheels... Probably broke a bone or two, because he's getting up there. But at least he can always fall back on his multi-platinum lounge singing career.
It's true. So I'm assuming we're not going to go with Tomorrow Never Dies, where James Bond controls a BMW with a cell phone.
Yeah, probably not. I wasn't overly impressed with that scene.
Invisible Aston Martin.
Oh no, that's
Aston Martin.
Die
Vanish.
Another Day.
I know. I'm just gonna say those words though. So like, we're not talking about bad James Bonds. But okay, so my next nomination is gonna be Face Off.
It's been so long since I've seen Face Off.
Okay, so there's multiple chase sequences to go off of, but I'm gonna specifically go with the one that ends with boats crashing into a dock, and you know.
I'm going to veto your nomination for that being one of the worst movies ever made.
It's
like,
so much fun. It's so dumb.
So bad.
My favorite parts of it is like when they are discussing the science, quote, behind how the face-off, the face-switching takes place.
Oh, yeah.
They rattle that dialogue off in under, like, 5 seconds. They want to make sure no one understands what they say, no one questions it, because it's, you know...
The worst movie ever made, yeah. Totally.
All right, so how about this?
But it's one of Nicolas Cage's finest.
Well, that's not
and
real hard.
And arguably John Travolta's.
I mean, I
kind of like...
Pulp Fiction is way better.
Fiction is way better.
Because it's actually a good movie.
You can't deny The Wicker Man. I mean, that was one of the greatest movies ever made.
The Beast!
Exactly.
See, I like From Paris with Love just because it's kind of a movie.
Oh, right, the one... I don't remember a lot about that. That's the one where John Travolta goes in at one point, shoots holes in the ceiling, and collects a giant pot of cocaine, right? Yes. Yeah.
It's also where the first time you see his character is him just quoting lines from Pulp Fiction about the Royale with cheese.
Yeah. Fantastic.
That's amazing.
He's a bald Secret Service agent who gets sent into Paris to go find terrorists.
So, riding the segue off into Nowhere Land.
Awesome.
Did you guys notice the Pulp Fiction reference in Captain America Winter Soldier?
Heck yeah, I love that. It's one of my favorite parts of that movie.
It has a scriptural quote on Samuel L. Jackson's gravestone.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Reddit the other day.
Yeah, that's my favorite part.
I was so happy about that. Because, I mean, it was one of those deals I had to pause it and see.
Okay, real quick. So if I'm getting vetoed on Face Off, can I say Toy Story?
Wow.
Hey, are you telling me that was not an edge of your seat? They're trying to catch up with Andy using nothing but a bottle rocket and Buzz.
You can put whatever you want on it. We don't have to veto Face Off, but I'm voting against it for the final list because I don't feel like this is going to be.
Will put Toy Story in place of Face Off.
Okay. So, I'll like throw one out here. Bad Boys 2, where they're chasing a mortician's van with a Cadillac CTS that they steal from Dan Marino.
Yeah. John, you just like that because it has Dan Marino.
No, I couldn't give it rap about Dan Marino.
Yeah, oh, that was David.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I was thinking about car chases earlier, and one of the ones that kind of came up in my head actually was also a Cadillac CTS. It was the Matrix Reloaded, the freeway scene with the two other rhinos.
That is a pretty good scene.
Okay, see, here's the thing. That is on my list as well.
Yeah.
Because that...
I can't complain about that. That's a good one.
They actually destroyed a load of cars for that.
They destroyed the cars and not... Didn't they build a
section of the freeway?
They built their own freeway.
Yeah, and now the Mythbusters own it.
But,
oh, yeah.
For my suggestion for the next thing that needs to go on there, and, like, I'm pretty adamant about this being on the list, but if you guys want to vote it off, the Blues Brothers, the
That's
classic
a great
one.
One.
With the
flipping
chase scene.
Cars?
Yeah, yeah. With the, like, 40 cop cars that fall in and all the Nazis at the end, like...
That's 2000,
Have you seen that
right?
movie?
Yeah. Well, no, that's
No, it's the original.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen it on Blu-ray?
No.
I haven't.
It's amazing in HD, because, like, when they're just, like, flinging cars, you can clearly see that, like, the engine bay is just empty on all of these cars that they're just throwing onto the freeway in front of other cars. You're like, all right. They were literally just out to break.
Yeah, and I mean, it has...
Good for them!
It just has some amazing points to it. Like, the point where Belushi's all like, get us out of this parking lot. He's like, you want out of this parking lot? And then just drives through the mall. And, like, the best part about that is not the fact they're driving through the mall. It's how unfazed by it they are. Like, I think at one point, Belushi's all like, hey, it's a Cinnabon. Like, as they're driving by, just causing untold, like...
Which is so
terror
awesome.
...terror and destruction. And Dan Aykroyd drops the... We're not going to get caught. We're on a mission from God.
Hey, can't disagree. So what about...
No, yeah, I will 100% get behind Blues Brothers.
Yeah, me too. That's a great one. What about any of the Bourne movies?
The original, The Bourne Identity, The Chase
Absolutely.
With the Mini Cooper.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
And was it the Bourne Supremacy when they did the motorcycle chase, or...
They no. did? No, that was in the one with Jeremy Renner.
Okay, right, yeah. I run all those movies together in my mind. I haven't seen them in so long. But
so, the one with Jeremy Renner, that's a
I
great
do like that
chase scene. But the only problem I have with it is I was watching that movie, and then it just ended.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no resolution for anything.
No, he went off to go bang his lady on some
No, they don't...
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm looking at the list of greatest chase sequences, and apparently can't look at the list until they play an ad for Heroes of the Storm.
Heroes of the Storm.
Yes.
It's the Blizzard MOBA.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Isaac, as you were saying, the movie ends.
Yeah, no, it's 90 minutes. No character actually goes through any sort of thing. Some people die. No part of the story is wrapped up at all, aside from he somehow gets a virus that makes his other virus less virusy.
Oh, yeah. You can't kill him. He's Hawkeye.
And then they get into an awesome chase scene with a dude, and then that guy dies, and then they jump onto a fishing boat, and the movie ends.
So I'm on...
So the movie itself, like, that's a fantastic chase scene, but the movie itself, I was genuinely just like, wait... They forgot to make an actual movie. They forgot to put plot in them. It was like,
hey,
it was like
the second
Ocean movie, where they were like, hey, we have $100 million, let's just go blow it in Europe. And they were like, we forgot a movie. We have one day. Let's get this done.
Julia Roberts here. She's pregnant. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on Games Radar. Looking at their list of the 50 greatest chase sequences in films.
GamesRadar is a fantastic website.
Yes, it is. I don't really want to mention what they have on here, because two of their choices are Toy Story and Face Off.
Yeah!
I mean, but they also have some other really
bad
choices.
But also, like I did look at that list earlier, but like I think they also have like On Foot...
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Whatever chase
they
is
have
included.
Kids
with
running
it.
On foot from a train.
Which, yeah, the whole, like, Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, the whole on foot thing, like, that's a whole different category, and there's so many movies you could do that for, like all the parkour.
And that, I would defend Casino Royale.
That's a
death.
Exactly.
Death. That's like that's one of the best on foot chase sequences where it's just James Bond brute force going through stuff.
I was actually listening to a podcast, The Film Vault, the other day, and they were talking about that chase scene, and one of the guys was adamantly defending the fact that chase scene is racist, because Daniel Craig, the white dude, is just chasing the black guy, and nobody even questions whether he's good or bad. Like, they just assume he's the bad guy because he's black. I was like, I don't really know about that, but, you know, to each their own.
Like, I could see that, but I think that the majority of the people going into that movie are going, oh, hey, this is James Bond.
Yeah.
Someone that he's chasing is probably the bad guy.
Yeah.
Or some lady he really wants to, and that's obviously a dude. So either this took a left turn before I even realized it, or, yeah.
So, once again, you know, feel free to, and Isaac's spilling beer on his crotch.
Spilling beer, guys, sorry.
If we don't mention a movie with Steve McQueen in it, I feel like we're gonna go
Bullet.
Got a podcast.
No,
down,
I was gonna bring up Bullet because it's
1968 Ford Mustang 390 GT Fastback.
Well, and like not even that, it's the best chase scene that's ever been filmed in San Francisco. I'm fairly certain.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
that's
the Rock's
even like
pretty good.
The Rock's fun and all, but that was
5 minutes maybe.
So much, like that was so much money that they had to throw at it.
Well, it was just
Bullet
Michael Bay.
Was just
let's
like,
blow it up.
Hey, we blew all of our budget on Dodge Chargers and this one car.
Yeah.
So, we're just gonna have to figure this out. Like, someone's gonna have to blow the mayor or something.
And I also just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm proud of both of you. We're like probably 15, 20 minutes in this podcast, and neither of you have mentioned like 6 Fast and the Furious movies. Like,
well, that's because the
I'm
Fast
sure
and the
we're,
Furious
we're growing as human beings.
Well, that and the Fast and the Furious, they're not chase movies. They're not car movies. They're basically heist movies involving superheroes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they are, and I love them. But you know,
what about Hot Fuzz? The scene where they're chasing Jacoby through the maze?
Yeah.
Going back to Casino Royale, mm-hmm. I want to throw Casino Royale on there.
Well, it's on there, don't get me wrong.
Because that's
on the list.
You know, they flip an Aston Martin.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to get a lot of help to flip it, because apparently those cars are so stable that...
Yeah, explosives. Kind
of
important.
It was like a 65-degree ramp and explosives on one side before they could roll it, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I love Aston Martins.
Me too. Let's see
even
here.
Even though apparently, according to Clarkson, the gearbox is rubbish, I don't even know.
But yet he chooses Aston Martins a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Because they are gorgeous. Like, they are the most... If I was going to spend a retarded amount of money on a car, I would be very, very hard-pressed to choose something aside from an Aston Martin, because I genuinely think they're the most gorgeous vehicles.
Oh, they're amazing.
Like, some of the most gorgeous vehicles
exactly
on the road.
It.
Well, it's like I was on a sidebar. I was watching the episode of Top Gear where they're trying to find the driving heaven, and James May brings the Aston Martin that has the roll cage, no air conditioning.
Yeah, where he hangs out naked for the last half of the episode,
I would still drive that car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I also kind of love that in Europe, that car is street legal. Like, it's clearly a race car.
Oh, yeah.
It is not designed for you to drive it every day. Totally street legal.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a sweet car. All right, so other... car chase scene, or just chase
okay
scenes
so sorry
general.
So once I de- what if sorry I forgot what were we discussing before I derailed it with Casino Royale and the Aston Martins.
Oh, I was making a joke about Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz, yeah. Gotcha.
I was trying, that's when you said that, I was trying to think, I was like, is there a chase scene?
Oh, there's two, like, there's one on foot and then one in the car where it ends with the Point Break remake.
Yeah, that's right. And I know this has already been on a list recently on this particular podcast, but the Dark Knight chase sequence
is pretty good.
Kind of amazing.
Well, they flip a semi-truck.
They flip a semi-truck.
And they really flipped that semi-truck.
Yeah.
And I also, I was looking into it earlier, and I looked up the specs for the Batmobile, I guess. The
The Tumblr?
Yeah, the Tumblr. And yeah, it doesn't give super high aspect specs, but it does. It's a Chevy 350 V8 with over 500 horsepower, and they were rocking 44-inch Super Swampers on it.
That's awesome.
Which is kind of just wonderful.
But that also means that car was probably not fast.
No, not even a little bit. Yeah. Like, it had so much, like, torque and, like, towing potential. Like, yeah. It could have towed all the other vehicles from the chase scene, but it would have never caught any of them.
Well, I mean, it's like how in the Batman movie from 1966, that Batmobile was a Ford Futura that had, like, 206 horsepower or something along those lines, and the car weighed, you know, 2 tons.
Yeah.
So that car couldn't go real fast either.
Well, which, have you seen the guy in Bend that owns a Batmobile?
I haven't seen
it like 3 times at the old mill when I've been there, but there's like a guy in Bend that owns one, except his has a 426 Cobra jet that's also supercharged. So his is a little bit more powerful, but it's like a completely custom-made Batmobile that he just had based on like an old Thunderbird.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the little flame that, like, he turns on and just runs on propane, but he has a little flame that dingles out of the back.
That's fantastic.
You know what's crazy?
Hmm.
It's the comedian Jeff Dunham bought one of the Batmobiles from, I think it was Batman and Robin, maybe?
Wait, you said comedian in quotes, right?
Yeah. You just didn't see my fingers.
Okay, cool.
but he just drives it around Los Angeles.
Isn't that thing, like, almost 40 feet long or something ridiculous like that?
He brought it onto, like, Adam Carolla's YouTube car channel thing, and I was just talking about, like, taking it to the gas station, and it just drives it around, and apparently it doesn't really have air conditioning, so it's hot as hell, too, because it's just black with... Ugh.
So, like, driving in L.A., that's kind of got to be like that time on Top Gear where James May drove the vehicle from the Thunderbirds.
Yes.
And it's, like, a 25 or 35 foot long, like, four axle car.
I love movie cars. They're so dumb. Okay.
So how many movies do we have on our list thus far?
10.
10. Okay.
And we haven't even brought up, like Smokey and the Bandit.
There's Smokey and the Bandit.
There's another one I keep forgetting to put on there.
I'm Death obviously. Proof.
That is true.
That is a very good point. Another one that obviously I would throw out there is the end chase scene in Mad Max Fury Road. We were talking about that earlier.
That is a good one.
And also the final chase scene in Mad Max The Road Warrior.
Yeah. I actually...
helicopters.
Steph had never seen The Road Warrior or Beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah.
So we started watching The Road Warriors the other day, and she was like totally into it until like it's a super 70s Mel Gibson movie that has amazing practical effects for the day, because they weren't trying to hit like cannibal Holocaust realism.
Yeah,
but you know, like they did pretty great with the blood effects and well, and actually they have you guys sorry
what about the movie Chase?
Who's in that? Chase?
Charlie Sheen.
Wait, is it The Chase?
Yeah.
And it's just him and like some girl in a... I've seen it on Comedy Central, and it's him and Christy Swanson in like a
BMW like 3 Series.
Yes, a BMW 3 Series. It's a convertible, or not.
Yes, it is a convertible.
Yeah, okay.
And in the middle of this car chase, that does involve Henry Rollins, Flea.
Yep.
And the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He does manage to run from the cops, run from them, drive all the way to Mexico, and nail Christy Swanson while driving a BMW 3 Series.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep, it's a terrible movie.
Yes, it is.
It is awful.
It is worth watching once.
Because
holy crap.
Another good chase sequence, the original Italian Job.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Fantastic.
With the Mini Coopers? Yeah.
That is a great one.
The remake of The Italian Job wasn't a bad movie. I just didn't really feel like the chase sequence was anything special in that
one. No.
They run away from... I mean, they do the whole, like, pipe thing where they take out the motorcycles, but the most, like, tense moment of the whole chase sequence is when Marky Mark jumps past American History X in the helicopter
and
crashes the helicopter.
And they just kind of get scratches up the Mini Cooper with the rotors.
Yeah, which... Yeah. I mean, I'm not a physicist or a helicopter expert, but I'm pretty sure that would have done just a little bit more damage than it did.
Yeah, just a hair.
Also, real quick, have you guys seen Death Race 2000, the original 70s one?
Yes, I have.
My favorite part of that movie, I love that it's also another movie where it's basically like a 90-minute chase scene, but for some reason there's tits thrown in.
Well, yeah.
And also a scene where old people get wheeled out from the old folks' home just so someone can run them over, but instead, all the doctors and nurses get killed.
Oh, man. 70s movies.
I know they're the best. Let's see here.
If Jacoby was here, he would be talking about how the new Death Race with Jason Statham was amazing and should also be all on the list.
Oh, yeah, that movie.
I'm pretty sure it's unwatchable garbage, because I made it, like, halfway through, and I just got so bored, just watched something else. Like, I didn't stop watching it because I hated it. I was just like, I just don't care. As much about this as I do about watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's equal.
I can't remember his name right now. He played Swergen, or can't remember exactly how to say it. I just remember how that Asian guy said it. But
Ian McShane?
Yeah, Ian McShane in Deadwood. But, yeah, that...
Oh, the guy that's shot in Deadwood?
Yep.
Yes.
That's the one.
The only reason anybody ever finished Deadwood.
Yeah.
Because
he's awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing. And the rest of the characters are very one-dimensional and boring as
hell. He's the bartender, right?
He owns the bar.
Yeah.
And he also murders a lot of people, or has part in murdering a lot of people. But, yeah, he takes the bomb off the bottom of Jason Statham's car and throws it in the warden's office and blows her to hell. And then says some quip about, "No fucks with my car."
See, I mean, it was Jason Statham. What he should have done is taken his Audi S8, which weighs more than three of my cars put together, do a barrel roll off of it with it off a jump so he can scrape the bomb on the bottom of his car.
I do love that scene.
On, was it?
It was, I think it was number two. It was a,
yeah, it was the second one, but like, what, like, I don't even,
it was an Audi.
Yeah, but it was an Audi, but like, what did
it was
he,
on a crane.
It was, yeah, that was it. Yeah. Yeah. He jumps it, rolls an Audi S8, knocks a bomb off the undercarriage of his car, and lands and drives away. Because he's the Transporter Part 2.
Oh, I actually saw that in theaters. I just can't remember it because...
You know, first, like, actually,
if we're going to talk about the Transporter, the original Transporter is...
It's great.
Like, I still think it's a really fun movie. It's super dumb. But it's also just a bunch of people that hardly speak English as their first language, including Statham. And it's just chase sequences loosely strung together with some Asian woman involved somehow.
Yes.
Who apparently they found her because she was a porn star. Like,
wait, for real?
For real.
I didn't know that part, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
So she came cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Ding.
That's how they also got half the actresses in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that is very true. Yeah.
The majority of side characters in that show are... Yep.
The hooker was a porn star,
yeah.
I know that.
And so are a lot of other side characters.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they weren't before, they are now.
Exactly. So, speaking of the Transporter, just so you know, the Transporter TV show that's on Netflix is actually better than expected.
There's a Transporter TV show?
Yes. So, here's the thing.
I didn't actually know that
it
there was.
It says it was on TNT. But they say every 2 seconds, and there's a lot of... So I don't think it was on TNT.
I don't think that's a TNT show, unless TNT got awesome.
But it was...
But I'm pretty sure it still says TNT knows drama.
It does.
And all they show is, like, Las Vegas, and...
Oh, yeah. Josh Duhamel, man.
Do him out.
He's a draw. So, no, it's actually pretty good, because the guy who plays Jason Statham's character is honestly a decent actor. It has, like, the same lady who acts as his handler, and it has the same French investigator, and it has some
Wait,
of the
really?
Other... Yeah.
That dude?
Yeah, he's in it.
Nice.
And it's actually...
I mean, he's not doing
it's
much.
It's pretty
That's
good,
cool.
And it has some pretty awesome chase sequences. Sadly,
you know, actually,
I've only
the
seen
French investigator was legitimately the best character from
good.
The movies. Because the second one... Or was it the second or the third one when he comes to Miami?
That's the third one.
That's the third one.
Yeah. They made a third Transporter movie?
Oh, dude, it is.
Oh, dear lord.
It is pretty garbage, aside from the fact that, like, it's Jason Statham and the old, like, French investigator guy hanging out and getting into wacky situations involving...
There's, like,
some
a child
lady
he's...
that has superpowers with guns or something.
Yes. She's short hair. They have a fight that's kind of Matrix-esque, actually, slash kind of... Ah, damn it, what's that Chinese... What was the Asian movie where they, like, fight along the treetops?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it was right around the same time as Crouching Tiger.
It has a chase sequence
similar
to that.
I think it's Michelle Yeoh or whatever from Crouching Tiger is in the movie,
really?
Yeah,
I think.
But
yeah.
The lady he fights is not her. But there's one sequence where they're fighting and, like, flying across this room as they kick each other. I don't know how they're flying. And then it ends with him, like, kicking her all the way across the room and she lands on a wall of spikes.
Fantastic.
That's just in this dude's living room for some reason.
It's no greasing yourself up with
see, that's
oil
the thing.
And putting on
breaking,
bike pedals.
Yeah, breaking bike pedals
that,
off
okay,
and
that
doing
was
that.
Actually a badass fight scene.
That's
I
the
love
only
it,
issue I have with the TV show is he hasn't done that in 6 episodes.
Yeah. Completely and totally ridiculous, but an actually really fun fight scene.
Fight scene is the best.
Yeah.
I love it. Let's see here. So I... Okay, so this movie's... absolute garbage.
That's fine.
But
as long as there's a good chase scene in it.
What about
okay.
The final chase scene from Broken Lizard Presents The Dukes of Hazzard?
See, that was only good because it was basically Tanner Faust mm-hmm. driving a Dodge Charger with other professional drivers who were also great being allowed to drive like crazy in some city they shouldn't have been allowed to drive.
I will give it to you just because it has the general weight in it. Like, that's...
Well, I mean, he also, like, Tanner Faust is amazing.
Did you guys know that
idea.
They're no longer selling any General Lee memorabilia featuring the Confederate flag?
There's a professional golfer who painted the roof of his Dodge Chargers to get rid of that hateful flag. And then they also pulled it off of TV Land, too.
It's just getting so ridiculous. People are offended by anything. But on a different, lighter note, did you guys ever see the Dead Mouse Ferrari?
No.
Yes.
The one with Neon Cat. Yeah,
really.
He got a Ferrari 458.
Okay.
And body wrapped it in vinyl with Neon Cat.
Yeah, you should look it up. They actually took it back from him.
Good.
They.
I love how the first search when you type in Dead Mouse is Dead Mouse car.
You didn't like the Dead Mouse? I loved that car, and like I loved it even more after I finished.
Wow.
Well, actually, to be fair, I thought it was way.
Wow.
Like, I liked that he.
He's also done it to a Skyline.
I liked that he just...
No, they sent him that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because Ferrari took their car back. They made him
which
give it
back to
which is
insane to me, though, because...
Yeah.
Have you seen Justin Bieber's Ferraris?
No.
Because he's done... Like, he takes them to one of those companies where they just fucking Swarovski crystals everywhere inside of it, and they paint your car, like, leather gray for some reason, and they make it look like snakeskin on the outside because it's badass.
Do either of you own GTA 4 on PC?
No.
Yes.
Well, good news. You can drive Dead Mouse's Ferrari in GTA 4.
Fantastic.
But yeah, they actually sent him that...
The Skyline?
The Skyline.
That's really funny.
They saw it as a publicity thing, but they were like, hey, well, they painted it for him. They put that custom job on it and sent it to him. They're
awesome. See, that's more impressive to me than someone who does a vinyl wrap, because a vinyl wrap on a Ferrari is just like, all right, I can barely afford this car, and I cannot afford to paint it.
Well, the funny thing
but
is...
But I can afford to pay these Asian dudes $500 to throw vinyl on it.
Well, that's the thing, is that much vinyl with that print job is a good, like, $400 just for the vinyl. So if they're doing the labor dirt cheap, which that's like a 6-hour job, if not longer... I mean, that legitimately should be like a $2,500 vinyl wrap.
I will agree with you in the aspect that it's choo-choo. Because of the fact that, not because he did it, because I love the fact that he did it, but because Dead Mouse could afford a, like, legit custom paint job.
He could have had someone, like, you know what, I don't even give choo-choo. On one of those shows where he's on, like, Pimp My Ride for one episode for some reason because they need more publicity or something.
Yeah.
That's fine. Do that too, buddy, but... You know, that was also one of the only good, like one of the first great-looking Ferraris in a very long time. I've gotten to stand next to one.
Yeah.
I've sat inside one.
I'll get to take a ride in it the next time I go over to Salem with Elizabeth to see Jeff.
Bring a fire extinguisher. That's all I'm saying.
He's one of those dudes that, like, he owns two Vipers, which Elizabeth loses her mind about all the time. Yes. And then he owns a 430 and he owns a 458.
So that dude's dick is, like, less than the last knuckle of my pinky.
Yeah. No, he's just rich. Like, he owns a humongous chiropractic firm.
He's stupid and rich, though.
Well,
if you own two Vipers, you're an idiot. Like,
he genuinely is one of those dudes that, like, he thinks that, like, he explained it, like, he loves the Viper because it's the closest America has come to producing a supercar.
No.
That's actually fun to drive.
It's not, because there was years of Ford GT that were 1,000 times better than pieces of suicide.
That's what I think, too. But, yeah, I mean, like, he loves his Vipers, but he bought the two Vipers first, and then he bought the Ferrari F430 later, and then he bought a Ferrari 458. And basically, he's just looking for another Ferrari. I think, like, since he suddenly got, like, Italian supercars, he's like, wait a second. This is what it should be like to drive one of these. It should be insanely expensive. It should be punishing. It should be dangerous.
So
he
went from buying the cars that will kill you because they have, like, legitimately no steering control.
No safety features whatsoever.
To the car that will kill you because they just burst into flames randomly.
Yeah.
But
he's the OCD guy that, like, takes his Ferraris in once a month to get checked on.
Oh, wow.
Regardless of whether or not he drives them for more than half a day.
I would, like, love to say that's dude. Actually going to save him in the long
run. Well, I don't think it will either, but...
No, because
it's, you know...
It's not a catastrophic failure, and it's not user error that causes Ferrari fires. It's...
Yeah.
Ferrari should do their job.
They're the Italian Corvair.
Yeah.
Puts passion... in their cars.
No, they don't.
Instead of research, development, and good parts.
Is that why the Lexus LFA is a technological wonder?
I would totally drive that car.
Oh, me too.
I, like, just based on the fact that it has a V10 that revs to, like, 10,000 RPMs, like, I would do that every day just to be like, can you see this? I'm not even redlined, and it's at 8,500.
Yeah.
I would die just doing that.
Dude,
like, Steph and I would die because I'd be like, baby, no, look, look, look! And then we'd die.
At this point, I would drive any car over 50 grand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a totally valid point.
Your Corvette was over 50 grand. When it was brand new.
Yeah.
And still ran.
Which was almost 30 years ago.
So, you know, before any of us were born.
Oh, so it totally was not over 50 grand. It was like 23, probably.
Probably. No, it was... in 1987, so Isaac was alive.
Don't get me wrong. If someone gave me the opportunity to drive a Viper or a Ferrari,
oh, yeah,
I'd totally do it.
Straight up.
But at the same time, I feel that if someone has enough money to afford a Viper or a Ferrari and they buy a Viper or a Ferrari, they're a jackass. Like, there are certain models of Ferrari that I can justify, but Vipers are a waste of money.
I think that the Ferrari 458 is legitimately just gorgeous. I don't think it will burst into flame. I think it's a beautiful car. But if I was going to buy a car based entirely on beauty, I would buy the Alfa Romeo 8C, which is that car that Jeremy it's art.
Has
it's
no power
undrivable.
Steering.
It has no power steering. It's not powerful, or it's, like, too powerful. It's horrible to drive. It's uncomfortable.
They're making another version
Everything
of it, too.
Everything hates you. But it's gorgeous. It's the most amazing-looking thing you've ever seen.
So what's the Ferrari where they only allow you to have it part of the year?
The FXX.
Okay.
Or, I think it's the... No, it's the Enzo... It might be the Enzo FXX or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Do you need another beer, Isaac?
Sure.
I got Dos Mas.
You need two because now we have to take the list from 13 to 5.
All right, let's break down.
So it's gonna.
So hold on. Let me. Can you hand me a piece of paper? I'm gonna write down what we have on the list so far and kind of go from there. And
I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but it's approximately the surface of the sun inside this room.
Oh, yeah, you can leave the door open.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if that affected sound quality.
No.
So what,
I don't have the penis microphone anymore, so we're okay.
Inversion.
All right, so, what do we have so far?
Everything.
We have, just in no particular sequence, we have Ronan. Then the French Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted.
All right. So after hearing the rest of the things on this, we can just eliminate Wanted now. That's fine. Because we're going to in about 3 seconds anyway, so.
Toy Story.
All right, we can eliminate Toy Story.
The Cadillac Chase from Bad Boys 2, which we can get rid of that. That's fine. I'm not really attached to it. I just wanted to mention it because it's a funny scene. Then we have Blues Brothers.
That's got, like, that has to stay on.
Then we have the Bourne Identity Mini Cooper chase.
Actually, really, all of the Bourne movies. Like,
oh, they
the,
have
the,
cool
the,
chases.
Yeah, the hardest thing there is, like, they all have fantastic chases.
I just think the Mini Cooper one's the coolest.
Yeah, like, through the streets of Moscow.
And then Casino Royale, the foot chase.
No, the Aston Martin chase.
Really? I thought the foot chase was cooler.
The foot chase is cooler.
The foot chase is cooler, but if we're talking about car
chases. Oh,
chase
no, I'm just
sequences,
saying just chases.
Oh, sequence. Okay, well then, yeah, then we'll stick with that one.
We should really just keep it to car chases.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, because the problem is, as soon as you open it up for all chases, you open up an entire new realm of possibilities based on the fact that I'm looking at those two posters on your walls right now.
Oh, yeah, trust me. They have
Star Wars are absolutely better than any car chase scene.
I looked up the list, and I looked at the list of, like, top 50 of all time. They had Empire Strikes Back as they're going through the asteroid field, and then they had the speeder bike chase.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, like, it wasn't necessarily a chase scene, but I will call it, give it a chase scene just because of the fact that they were being chased by TIE fighters. The Death Star Trench Run is the,
oh, yeah,
like, probably, like,
it's
the
still
greatest,
like,
scene in cinematic history. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I'll go that far just because I know that no one that's listening to this is going to come and find me and kick my
yeah.
ass.
No, and
but
like, that is.
It is amazing.
Basically,
oh, yeah.
Like, to this day, that is still one of those scenes that, even as an adult, after seeing that movie as many times as I've seen it, I am still like. like shaking like a child, gripping the edges of the seat, like, what's going to happen with Luke?
Yeah.
I mean, I know, but what's going to happen?
I just forgot the school bus chase scene from The Losers where he shifts the short bus like 6 times. Sorry.
You know,
okay.
Amazing.
So, all right, so after Bourne Identity, we have the Casino Royale Aston Martin chase.
Okay.
Then Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
The Mad Max Fury Road, the final chase.
Yeah, pretty much that whole movie could be put on there, but I'm just since there was that gap with the, like, girls, like, washing each other down, I'm gonna go ahead and give that, like, there was a breakup. It wasn't an entire chase.
Yeah,
but it was still.
I mean, they showed the interior of Immerton Joe's fortress.
Yeah. True, and then the Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay. Well, to be fair, I love the Dukes of Hazzard, but
well, I know it doesn't hang with the rest of it.
Yeah, I like in terms of quality.
Let's
so
go ahead.
We have 9 now.
Qualifications for this: are we talking? Also, did we get Dark Knight on the list?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that was true.
So I think, like, we should be talking about, like, how
skill,
tense it is, the skill involved, and how much work they actually put into making the actual chase scene.
See, well,
because things that, like, Ronin, French Connection, and, like, you know, Bourne or
then
the
I say
Dark
Wanted's
Knight.
Off, then.
Oh, yeah, I already
that
said that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
yeah,
yeah
that's
fine. Yeah, I think that, like, it's
there's
more
nothing real,
like,
in that.
Because, like, the Dark Knight, they flipped a cement truck.
Yeah.
They spent the time.
They put a lot of effort into that, but
they could have CG'd it, and they were like,
well, that's the same sort of thing with Mad Max, where all those cars were built for the movie,
yeah,
and they did all that.
And Ronin. Ronin was in an era where CGI was...
Yeah.
Like, that was when CGI was super hot. Like, they were using it for everything. Just you wouldn't even, like, think to use it for...
Like Star Wars.
There's gonna be a glass of water on the table. Let's go ahead and CGI that. Well, but we can do a real glass of water for, like, 35 cents. No, let's spend $35 million.
Yeah. Some Asians need some work.
Yeah.
Ronin is definitely up there. I can take French Connection off. Like, I love that scene, but that's just because I know the background.
Yeah, it's just really so cool.
It's really not that great of a chase scene. I mean, it's literally just him laying on the horn, swerving in and out of traffic, and almost, like, killing people. I mean, it's badass that they did it the way that they did, and it holds a special place in my heart because it'll never be done again. Because you would straight up get shot if you tried to do that in New York now.
Oh, you would pay so much money in fines.
They would
hunt you down. Yeah. So we'll move French Connection. Bad Boys 2, we moved.
Did we?
Yeah, we got rid. I said I was fine with getting rid of it.
Okay,
I wasn't really attached to it.
Because Bad Boys 2 is a lot of fun, but it is also a Michael Bay film.
Honestly, I don't remember the chase scene from Bad Boys 2.
Well, they have like 6 of them. The one I talked about is where they're chasing a truck full of dead bodies, and every time the truck would go around a corner, dead bodies would fly out, and they'd run the dead bodies over with the Cadillac.
See, honestly, the only thing I remember about that movie is Martin
Lawrence.
Lawrence gets shot in the ass, can't get a boner anymore. I think he takes ecstasy at one point.
Yep.
And then he lays on top of a well-endowed, naked, dead woman.
Yep.
But other than that, I honest to God cannot remember that movie.
That movie's also 2 hours and 45 minutes long.
Is it really?
Yes.
Dear Lord.
Holy.
No wonder I wanted to kill myself by the time the Hulk started.
Okay.
That movie is like 10 minutes longer, or 10 minutes shorter than Lord of the Rings.
Okay, so real quick though.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because the last time I watched it, I'm like, this movie's going on for so long. What is going on?
So,
I think we should do like a mix of old and new. But, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we have to eliminate 2.
Yeah, what do we got left?
Ronin, Blues Brothers, Casino Royale, Bourne Identity, Bullet, Dark Knight, and Fury Road.
So the thing about, I'm watching Casino Royale's car chase right now, and it's cool, but it's mostly just him driving fast by himself along a road, and then he flips.
Well,
and it's only a minute long.
The reason why I am super attached to it is because I think they did that movie. Like, that whole movie is probably the best James Bond movie.
Oh, it's amazing.
And I think that's why I'm so attached to it. So I'm fine with dropping that movie.
Yeah, because the entire...
You're pretty much like
even
my
though they set, even though they set a Guinness World Records.
Yeah. You're pretty much like my brother, so I won't shatter this beer bottle over your head. But if you ever say that Casino Royale is the greatest James Bond movie again next to me, I'm probably going to have to kill you.
Which one's your favorite?
If anything with Sean Connery is better than anything else that's ever
which,
been
made. I mean, just like in terms of actual, I think, movie quality.
It's
and
a fun movie.
It's an amazing movie, and I think...
Okay, that's actually...
Especially
you know
coming fresh off of
Pierce Brosnan's Die Another Day.
Yeah.
Going to Daniel Craig. Like, that's a great transition.
Okay, it's a personal hang-up on my part.
And it's way
that's
less
not
racist.
Cool, man.
But Daniel Craig, James Bond is not... They're great movies.
Yeah.
I love them, except for Quantum of Solace.
It gets better if you watch it, like, literally 10 minutes after you watch Casino Royale.
Yeah, so
if
watch
you just
Casino
watch
Royale,
it just straight through,
watch it,
it's a lot
and
better.
And then immediately watch Quantum of Solace. And pretend there's no gap in time.
Pretend it's just one
movie.
It
suddenly becomes an actual decent movie. Because I hated Quantum of Solace until I heard that and I watched it. And I was like, alright, it's an actually good movie.
But...
Cool!
Straight up, Daniel Craig is not James Bond. And they're not Bond movies. Like, I love them for what they are, but they're not James Bond movies.
Well, they got rid of a lot of things that I loved about James Bond. Like, I genuinely, as stupid and retarded as it got, I love the gadgets.
I
love the cars. The only time that I fell off on that was literally the Aston Martin Vanish, because it made me want to kill myself as a James Bond fan. And I was like,
trust me.
Oh, God, this just got real dumb. Everyone's going to hate this.
Do you remember the night the three of us saw that movie in theaters?
Yeah.
That was a intense night of, like, fitting one person in the trunk of a car, like, driving illegally trying to like make it to the movie on time so we could see it. Oh, this movie's going to be amazing. And then we were treated to that.
Yeah.
The best thing is I actually think we all liked it when we came did. Out of the theater.
Trust me, I own that movie.
I love the fact that like when we were kids, like I've been doing this lately. I've been rewatching all the movies that we watched together as teenagers, and I'm like, what the fuck happened to this?
Never watch The Goonies as an adult.
I love The Goonies.
Never watch it as an adult.
No, I watched it like probably a month ago.
Okay. Because I still think it's an awesome movie, but I watched it and I was like, it's just not anywhere near as magical and amazing as I want it to be. Here's the reason
why it's so much better for me than you, because I actually didn't see The Goonies until I was probably 16.
That does change it drastically.
Yeah. Yeah, so, see, I saw it when I was like
16. I saw The Goonies when I was like 16, and it was an amazing movie, and then I watched it again, and it's still amazing.
Yeah.
So...
I saw it as a child and I loved it. Also, the first thing that ever freaked my out properly was what's this?
Sloth.
Yeah, Sloth freaked my out as a child.
Well, yeah, when you're that age, you're like, oh man.
Yeah, that and Ernest Scared Stupid.
That movie was terrifying.
It was.
Yes.
It's terrible, it's terrifying.
It's good to know that I am justified in thinking that movie is terrifying.
I watched that with you as
weird.
A kid for the first time. I was like, oh, this is frightening. Ernest is supposed to be funny.
The movie that did that for me the first time was my mom agreed to let us rent whatever we wanted, so we rented Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, Lord.
And Stephen King's It.
Is Return of the Living Dead the one where it ends with like the nuclear apocalypse?
Yes, the nuclear apocalypse.
That movie is actually hilarious if you watch it as an adult.
So is It, but when you're a kid, like, I still have issues with clowns.
Yeah, I was
like,
gonna say it kind of explains
really
that.
About clowns, and I'm actually reading the book right now, and the book is so much more terrifying than the movie.
Well, I have no doubt. So
okay, so real quick, so like looking at the list.
Right now I have Ronin, Blues Brothers, Bourne, Bullet, Dark Knight, and Mad Max.
I will give up anything other than Mad Max and the Blues Brothers.
I'm fine.
Oh no,
with
Blues
trading,
Brothers is on
the
here.
Thing.
Yeah. There's no taking that off.
I'm fine with trading Bullet for Ronin or trading Ronin for Bullet. One way or the other.
I feel like we need to have Steve McQueen on there.
It's such a great chase. That's the thing.
They're both fantastic, and they're both like that classic.
So tough because
of filmmaking.
Get rid of like one of these is the hardest part.
Will you surrender Ronin just due to the fact that Steve McQueen actually drove the car? Because Steve McQueen
was
a badass until Little Bastard killed him.
I'll do that.
So how do we want to do this? Because it seems right now the only ones that are kind of up in the air as far as whether or not they're going to be on here are the Bourne, Ronin, and Dark Knight.
We
need to get rid of one of them.
I think we need to keep... we can get rid of Ronin because I think the Bourne Identity, like, it is... For, like, a chase scene that you know that they filmed over multiple days with a gigantic budget in a city, I think it's the best... Like, aside from the Dark Knight, it's one of the best chase scenes that they did for real in a place with a huge budget.
My thing is I'll always root for something that has an old school Mini Cooper in it.
Keep on asking, but...
Have Blues Brothers, Bourne, Bullet, Dark Knight, and Fury Road if we eliminate Ronin.
Okay,
so what's number one?
For some reason I thought we saw the main
because
Fury Road.
Are we gonna go with like humor sake or skill? Because
or
Blues Brothers is just humorous
or Fury Road.
I don't get me wrong. I love that chase sequence. It's a great sequence.
Like, the only reason I say that is because it's so amazing, right? Like, and at this point, I am so turned up still about Fury Road.
I talked to you when I got out of the theater. I hated that movie when I saw it in the theater. And after being away from it for like a month, now I'm completely in love with it.
Yeah, you need
and
to
I've
go
still
see
only
it
seen it once.
So, just to like sway any opinions that are against it, two 1959 Cadillac Coupe de Villes that they just like slammed on top of each other
and
widened out, and then put
502
two Chevrolet 502 Sid Big Block V8 Crate Motors with custom fabricated manifolds and 871 superchargers for a total of 502 horsepower.
No, I'm never going
to... 502 horsepower per motor.
Yeah.
Per motor.
And that's before the supercharger kicks in.
Don't get me wrong. I will not argue that. They did technological genius building those cars.
Just based on the fact that they had to get a higher budget for the film
to build three giga horses.
That car work.
Yeah.
No, that car is amazing.
That car is amazing. Like, all of the cars are amazing. The Doof Wagon, the one where the Doof Warrior, the guitar guy, was on.
The bar?
Yeah, I mean, it's an old missile launcher. It's a military missile launcher, and that's why it's, like, set up the way that it is with a curve. Like, that's awesome. And the Nux Wagon.
Yeah.
Or the Nux Mobile, or whatever the hell they call it. Like, I love that car. And, I mean, to anybody that is listening to this, if you haven't seen Fury Road, just turn your damn brain off and enjoy that movie, because...
That was my issue.
Yeah.
My brain was on.
If you think about it, you're gonna hate everything.
Well, here's the thing. If you think about the movie in terms of logic and real life, you'll hate it. But then if you think of it in terms of, like, what the is going on in this world that this movie is based in, you'll love it.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where, like, there is so much backstory and there is so much history behind it. And it's like the Duke Nukem. If Duke Nukem Forever didn't completely suck dick.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy is, like, George Miller has been trying to get that movie filmed for, like, 20 years or however long it's been since Beyond Thunderdome. And it could have been a total piece of garbage.
But it was amazing.
And it was fantastic instead.
So here's the thing. So I completely agree with all that. I'm totally cool with having it as number one. I think Bullet should be number two.
I agree, because Steve McQueen's the man. Like, yes, he is. He was.
Well, I knew what you meant.
I mean, the dude...
And of all of the movies on this list, he's the only one that actually drove that car, and he jumped it over those hills in San Fran.
No, dude, that's awesome.
Badass car.
Oh, yeah. Both of the cars in that car chase are awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, I mean, and other than Paul Walker, like, how many people that were involved in car movies can actually say that they died while, like, driving a car severely irresponsibly? Yeah.
Does Ryan Dunn count?
He wasn't really involved in car movies, but I mean, I guess we can throw that in there, but I don't think he was ever involved in a chase sequence except for maybe being, like, chased by Preston in a gorilla costume.
Yes. So I think the Bullet should be two. I think Blues Brothers should be number three.
I agree.
Throwing the fun, entertaining one.
Yeah, because, like, that is the most fun that you can have with a car chase scene. And especially when you watch it on Blu-ray, you get that appreciation of, like, guys, they knew this was going to be ridiculous.
And so they made it ridiculous.
All they did was just destroy as many cars as possible. And that meant buying empty shells, spray painting them, and flinging them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
They destroyed a ridiculous amount of cars filming that scene.
So how do we lean between Bourne and Dark Knight for four and five?
I think Bourne should be... Actually, I put Bourne as being higher, but I think Dark Knight should be higher.
That's the tough part, is I almost want to put Dark Knight higher because I respect all the crap they did for that.
Are we ranking driving skill or entertainment?
Entertainment.
Okay, entertainment, yeah. Dark Knight wins hands down.
Yeah.
Because there's so much that happens in that scene. I mean, the Batmobile turns into the motorcycle that would never, ever actually work, but it's so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
They destroy the crap out of so many different cars. Like, just the way that entire scene is introduced with, what does it say? I can't remember what it says on the side of the truck. But
I don't remember.
Well, and, like, I think that scene really plays very well into showing that Batman is a menace to the city, mm-hmm. basically, but he's trying to take out the bad guys.
No, there's, like,
because
that big article.
In that scene, like, they show that very well, where they're like, everyone is freaking out because all that anyone in the city knows is some douchebag has this gigantic car. He's killing cops or whatever is going on. You know, he's destroying. And, like, I think they do very well in that. Like, I think that scene really helps establish the world. Like, they build a pretty great universe with those movies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Christopher Nolan spent the time to derail a monorail for the third one, so good for him.
All right, so to recap, for the top five chase sequences, we have Bourne Identity at number 5, The Dark Knight at number 4, Blues Brothers at number 3, Bullet at number 2, and Mad Max Fury Road at number 1. And then the top five cars and movies at number 5, we had Mad Max Fury Road, the Bullet Farmer Tank Tread Truck.
Uh-huh.
Number 4, we have Mad Max Fury Road, the Monster Truck.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, we have Mad Max Fury Road, the Hot Rod Driven by the War Boys.
You mean the Nux Wagon. It is called the Nux Wagon.
How do you spell that?
N-U-X Wagon.
Yeah. Okay. And then at number 2, we have Mad Max Fury Road with the Mercedes semi-truck. Mm-hmm. And at number 1, we have Mad Max Fury Road with the Giga Horse.
Isn't it called the War Rig?
Yeah, I think it is.
No, or the Cadillac Semi?
The Cadillac Semi is the one that the People Eater drives.
Yeah.
Oh, the Cadillac Semi.
Yeah.
He can actually do it.
Sorry,
I wrote Mercedes, I mean Cadillac.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
No,
yeah.
Yep, yep.
And then number 1
right.
is the Giga Horse.
Yes.
And so, the last thing to do is, any of y'all got a hamburger?
I don't have a hamburger.
No, I have crackers.
No, I mean as far as one you'd recommend.
Oh.
A couple months back, I made some burgers. My wife is allergic to beef and pork, so I bought some turkey burger, I bought some blue cheese, and I caramelized some onions. I mixed that into the ground beef with a few eggs and some breadcrumbs.
Ground turkey, you mean?
Yeah, ground turkey.
Mixing the eggs sounds awesome.
Yeah. Fried that up, put it on a bun with some Swiss cheese and mayonnaise. That was a pretty good burger.
That sounds awesome, especially with the egg mixed in there.
Yeah.
So,
it's a good burger.
Fantastic. So,
also, Andrew, if you're listening, Spider-Man 2 sucks. Nobody cares.
Perfect.
Don't edit that out.
Oh, trust me, I won't.
Bye-bye.
All right. Later.
Later.